Not that I remember. When I was a small kid, you see, we used to play with tubs, marble, and things like that, that's all.
Did you have any musical instrument you play in your mouth, back and forth?
Yes.
What'd you call that?
You mean harmony?
And did you have anything like a metal thing you'd pick
yeah,
with your
I
feet?
Know what you mean, but I don't know how you call it. Is that a sweet harp or something? That's what you mean?
Well, did you have any anything that two children would sit on each end and go up and down like this on a board?
Yes, sir. I know what you mean. We call them throwing their back at the...
What'd you call something
like
that? What'd you call
it in Spanish? Throwing their back, huh?
That's fine. If you didn't ever call it in English, that's fine. And do you have anything...
See, sure, that's what you mean, eh?
Is that what you call it?
Mm-hmm.
See, sir, I want what you say in English. I mean, anytime, and if you don't say it in English, that's fine. I don't care. I mean, if you can't think of the word, that's fine.
Okay.
Do you ever use any little kinds of boats on the river here?
Yes.
What kind of boats would this be?
They just said the word build up of common lumber.
Were there different kinds of them?
Well, nowadays, they build them of different kinds of material. They use plastic, aluminum. Fiberglass and other things there, but those years we only used, they were made in here by the carpenters. Out of pine wood, there were no other kind of lumber available here.
Well, did you have one?
No.
What kind would you go out in if you went out on a boat? When you were a child, were there many boats here? They're made out of lumber?
Yes.
What kind were they called? What are they called?
Boat, you know, something like any boat.
What did it look like?
I would say the same shape like a common fishing boat.
And what would you do when you push them into the water? You'd say, I have to wet the boat.
Well, we used to, it all depends on the depth of the river. Sometimes we used to, in kind of a wooden peak or ride by oar, you see, to cross the river with.
And when your door won't open, when your door opens and it squeaks, you know?
Yes.
You have to do what to the door?
Open it.
But when it squeaks, you have to do what to make it quit squeaking?
The hinges?
What do you do to them? To the hinges. What do you do to them?
Oil.
And if you don't use oil, you might use something else. Grit.
Graphite.
Or do you ever use anything, some grease?
Grease. You have to lubricate it some way.
Now, so what do you do when you do that? You say, you do what to the door? You grease.
With grease them, that's all.
And if you get that on your hands, you say your hands are real what?
Now I don't know how to answer that in English.
What would you say in Spanish?
Say, when I rub my hands, you mean?
No, when you've been doing that and you get that grease all over.
Oh, you mean to get dirty?
What do you say your hands are if they have grease all over them?
Sucias.
What is your daughter-in-law wearing in the kitchen to keep her clothes from getting dirty? She wears over her dress.
What
would your daughter-in-law wear in the kitchen over her dress to keep her clothes?
Oh, I see. An apron?
And if you like her dress a lot, you say, that's a real what dress? That's a very...
Dirty.
No, if you like the dress, it's attractive.
Oh, it's pretty.
And what is your roof covered with?
A thin roof.
And a dime is how much? A dime is how many cents? Is what? A dime.
Oh, I see.
Ten.
Well, I can't answer that right now.
Well.